It's been nearly 2 weeks since the Delta River first jumped its banks and cut a new channel into a stretch of the old ridge called Spangler Road. Now there's about a foot and a half of water flowing over the roadway and spreading out into nearby low-lying areas. And it's made life difficult for those who live in the dozen or so homes in the immediate area.
There's about 4 to 6 homes that are cut off, as you can see from the road, but there's also another half dozen homes that have flooding right up to their backyard, flooding through their property, causing property damage to them as well.
Delta Junction Fire Chief Tony White was patrolling the area Tuesday along with 3 firefighters from Fort Greely Fire Department to assess the damage.
There's a few residences that have had severe water damage, basement flooding, damage to outbuildings on their property and stuff like that.
A couple of those residences belong to John Carpenter, who, along with his family, had to evacuate back on July 10th as rising floodwaters tore through his driveway, cutting off access to his home and his sons, both of which are located next to an old airstrip.
There's water around my house, and then the kids are on the other end of the runway. They have a trailer house, and they had water up to the first step.
The Delta River is running high due to greater than normal rainfall combined with melt-off from last winter's heavy snowpack and from the eastern Alaska Range's glaciers. The runoff swollen river cut a new channel to the east of the riverbed near Big Delta and into an area that a state transportation department official says is prone to flooding.
It eroded through his banks there, and now it's kind of reestablished a channel there that may have been, you know, present historically.
Jason Sakalaskas is chief of DOT's Northern Region Office in Fairbanks, and he says that stretch of the Old Ridge and several others were built decades ago along riverbanks because they're relatively flat and easy to build on. But because some of those areas are flood-prone, the department built new stretches of the Richardson Highway in safer areas.
We relocated the existing ridge up onto higher ground and also just for alignment, too, with regards to being straightened out, a little more safer to travel.
Sakalaskas says the department's now bringing in rock and other fill material to rebuild a washed-out road just south of the flooded area that had served as a dike to deflect the flow of water away from the new channel.
Doing that will, in theory, shut off some of the water flowing across Spangler Road.
Sakalaskas says if that works and the rain slacks off and upper elevation melt-off slows, the river level should drop enough to allow DOT to evaluate damage to the roadway and fix it. Carpenter says he, too, plans to wait till then to get back onto his property to assess his damage.
And I don't really see that happening for another month or two. Cold weather and no rain, that's what we're praying for.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.